World-class music. World-class station.
Smooth.
This is Smooth 98.1.
A good life is good enough for most people, but life's best moments are always the most precious. Whether it's for the little pleasures of day-to-day living or that once-in-a-lifetime unforgettable experience, everyone loves to be in great health and at their best. For us at Avon HMO, our job is only well done when we see you in excellent health, living life to the fullest for yourself and your loved ones. This is why we work round the clock to provide you with health plans and accompanying services that are easy to access from a team that is dedicated to being responsive. So, you can keep more of life's best moments coming.
Get the Avon cover. Talk to the Avon HMO call center today on 01-277-9800 tonight.
For life that's complete and real fun, Avon will come through for you.
Avon HMO, your life improved.
Smooth health on the drive.
It's a global observation that helps raise people's awareness.
Get health information and tips for optimal well-being.
How to prevent it, detect or treat it.
This is Smooth Health on the Drive.
Smooth 98.1. Welcome to Smooth Health here on your Love Music, Love Life station. This show is brought to you in association with Avon HMO, bringing you practical tips for healthy living. And in the studio with me is Dr. Demi.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good, good.
Okay, so before we jump into what we're talking about today, which is ulcers, this is a great topic, by the way, because this is something that people think they know, but sometimes they don't.
No,
so I'm going to shed a lot of light today, and Dr. Demi is going to help us with that. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit more about Avon HMO in terms of how we can reach Avon HMO.
Okay, you can reach us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook on at Avon HMO. Phone number is 0902-247-1470, and our email address is practicaltips@avonhealthcare.com.
All right. So that is the information for how you can reach Avon HMO in Lagos. We're going to jump right into it. And remember, if you have any questions as we go through the show today, if you've ever wanted to ask a question about ulcers, please don't hesitate to send it on our WhatsApp to 0809-444-0981. Or you can tweet at Smooth981FM. Let's get right to it. Dr. Demi, what is an ulcer?
So ulcers are bonds that form in the lining of the upper part of the gastrointestinal tract.
Okay.
I mean, most of us just call it our stomach, but there are a lot of parts that form that area. So the broad term is gastrointestinal tract.
Okay.
You can have ulcers in your stomach. You can have it in your esophagus, which is like the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have it in the duodenum, which is what connects the stomach to the intestines.
Okay.
So those three parts can be affected by ulcers.
By ulcers. So it's not just the stomach as most people think.
No.
Okay. So how does it, what causes that burn to take place? What is going on?
Well, you know, I guess this would be a good time to talk about some of the misconceptions about ulcers.
Yes.
Because, I mean, when you hear burn, everybody has known or thought in the past that it's caused by too much acid.
Mm-hmm.
That's a common knowledge,
yeah.
You know, but more research, we're finding out that it's not necessarily too much acid that causes ulcers. So we already talked about what it is. So it's just ulcers that affect, like, wounds on the lining of your stomach or lining of some part of your intestine is what we refer to as ulcers.
Okay.
People may tell you, like, your stressful job caused the ulcer, or you should avoid eating spicy foods. But now we're finding out that those are not really true. Ulcers have been linked to a bacteria called H. pylori. Mm-hmm. So it's Helicobacteria. I'm sure a lot of people that have ulcer, if you've been to your doctor recently, they put you on something called a triple antibiotic regimen.
Mm-hmm.
That is just used to eradicate this bacteria. What happened is they're finding this bacteria in most people that have ulcers. They're realizing that this H. pylori is also there.
Okay.
So they're believing now that the H. pylori is the one that weakens the lining of the stomach and causes an environment of low acid. So the body then tends to want to overproduce acid. So that's why you get the high acid and you start getting the refluxes and stuff.
Okay.
So the acid makes the symptoms worse, but the cause sometimes is not the acid alone.
Okay.
So the first cause we talked about, I think that's the most prevalent cause, is this H. pylori.
Uh-huh.
Another cause is the use of NSAIDs. So we call them it's a very long word. Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
But it's stuff like Advil, Aleve,
ibuprofen,
Motrin, ibuprofen.
Somebody just
stuff
sent a question
like
about that.
Good. Okay. So that's what we call NSAIDs. Aspirin is not an NSAID, but aspirin can also cause ulcers.
Okay.
So we're realizing that certain pain, you know, medications that we use for like our arthritis or headaches, if taken for long periods of time, can cause this erosion in the stomach lining that can lead to an ulcer.
Okay.
Another cause is cigarette smoking.
Really?
Yeah. So the tobacco smoke, if ingested, you know, I know people blow it out, but you do get some of it.
Most certainly.
Right. Inside. Can also weaken the lining of the stomach. Mm-hmm. And once the lining of the stomach is weak, as I said before, the acid, because you normally have acid in your stomach, it's normal to have acid there. But you don't want the lining to be eroded, because then the acid starts to sip into areas it has no business going, and then causing wound-like, you know, symptoms.
Symptoms, right? Okay. So we've talked about the bacteria, we've talked about NSAIDs, like you said.
Right.
And those are the more common causes, and smoking.
And smoking.
Of an ulcer. Okay, so one of the things I wanted us to touch on, I mean, we're going to talk about, obviously, the symptoms and how it's treated.
Right.
And, you know, because there's some interesting information out there about the foods that you shouldn't eat if you have an ulcer. But is an ulcer, or can an ulcer be fatal? Because you're talking about the lining being burned.
Right.
Can it burn through and have and be perforated? Can the stomach or the duodenum or whatever be perforated and cause death? Is it? Can it get that serious?
So there are different ways. If you leave the acid unchecked, so this is where the acid becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the bacteria is kind of eating into the lining, and then she's like squeezing her
face.
And you know, you have this whole scenario going on. Mm-hmm. You can have perforations that go through the lining, and then you can have eating, I call it eating away at the lining, can then eat towards a blood vessel.
Ooh.
So if it gets to a large blood vessel, you can have like, we're talking about fatal in like hours or minutes. Yeah, you could just bleed out completely. But the more common type of bleeding is the little ones, because it does take a while for the ulcer to eat through.
Right.
So you just have little bleeding over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to notice weakness, like symptoms of anemia, because any blood loss causes anemia.
Right.
So you begin to weakness, like dizziness, weakness, you know, pallor, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go for a blood test, it might show that you have anemia. Another way to know is if we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about your poo being darker. So if your poo tends to be, we call them black tarry stools, so it's almost black in color, that shows that there's some bleeding occurring in the upper GI tract. Remember, we had said a couple of weeks ago that when the blood is bright red, then it's occurring in the lower gastrointestinal tract.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's black tarry stools, dark, really, really dark stools, then you want to, you know, get that checked out and make sure you don't have an upper GI bleed, because that can also...
So it's black because it's taken a while to get to...
The blood is actually getting digested. Exactly.
Okay. Ooh, okay. So, let's talk about the symptoms then, Dr. Danny, of an ulcer. What happens?
So, I mean, the first thing is, you know, everybody says stomach ulcer. Like I mentioned, there are different types of ulcers. The most common ones are the stomach, the duodenum, and then the esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
And the two, when, you know, I see patients, the